Next up, we have Glennie with Monte Naive. What a waste.
You know the rebel, she comes and goes. You feel inside them, suspended disbelief can conquer mind. You had it coming, but you made excuses. Your mouth was running and it got away.
Now, are you familiar with this artist, Glennie?
Are you secretly familiar with Glennie?
Definitely not. Secretly. I had so much fun with that. Glennie was such a good... This is us hide now. But Glennie was such a good sport about that when I messaged him. I was like, I need your help for the last round. I need to make it as epic as possible. Thank you for going along with all this stuff. But it's just like, because I'm new-ish to the community. You know, I came in at Spintoons 20, but I was just like, man, this Glennie guy, he's everywhere. And, you know, I had just met Dan Evermind in Austin briefly for, like, lunch. And I was like, hey, do you guys want to collaborate for the next Spintoons? You know, do some fun stuff. And then he's like, yeah, I promised I'd do it with Mo, but we'll do the three of us together. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I was like, you know, I didn't have too many great band names, but, you know, what if we just pretended to be another Glennie band? Like, if we were definitely not secretly Glennie, would people buy it? And then, you know, I was like, I don't know if people are going to like it. And then Dan was like, no, we must do this. So it was a lot of fun. But Glennie, about the song. I really liked a lot of the imagery and the descriptions and the lyrics. You know, there's a lot of, you know, like, fold it up, hope it's not true. But I did have a lot of trouble sort of piecing together. This is one of the ones, this is a theme I think I had on a lot of them, piecing together the narrative from it. And there's not much else in the description. So, Monte Naive, again, I'm off on Wikipedia land. You know, it's Japanese for what a waste or what a shame, but it's also the slogan for, like, the reduce, reuse, recycle movement in Japan. So it's all about repurposing, like, a broken vase and making it a flower pot. And, like, it's just that don't throw out, reuse. And, you know, I tried to read it with that in mind, and it just didn't gel for me. And again, this is all separate from the music, because I thought the music was great, and maybe we get into this one now. I know I've mentioned a topic I want to talk about, and maybe we get into it later. But, you know, Glennie has great guitar tones, great solos, you know, a lot of stuff that I really like that he does. But I don't have anything else to add to it on this particular one in terms of the music.
Yeah, I had a lot of very similar notes. Like, what Glennie does so well is that he uses guitar harmony very effectively, and I am a sucker for guitar-many or guitar harmony.
Oh, guitar-many, that's right.
Yeah, and, like, you know, in the intro, he's got that slide guitar harmony that just sounds really great. I thought the pre-chorus was actually the most compelling part of the song for me, that sort of that got me and kind of, you know, grooving a little bit. You know, I liked a lot of the guitar work. The solos were also really quite good. But my biggest complaint is that there's just not a strong hook anywhere. Like, I'm kind of a simple person. I want a strong melodic hook in the chorus, and ideally one that includes the song's title. You know, that just wasn't there. And I was trying to figure out which section I liked. Is this a pre-chorus? Is it a chorus? And going through the arrangement, the chorus really didn't pop out in a significant way. It didn't announce itself saying, boom, you know it. This is the chorus. This is the part you should be paying attention to. And it was all very gentle and gradual. Glennie did post his guitar chord sheet, so I was able to play along with my guitar. And the chord change is like D, D7 to A7 to D. And that A7 to D is, you know, a secondary dominant that pulls you very strongly to D. And you can hear the out-of-key A7 chord on the sung line, disbelief can cloud your mind. And on the word cloud is when that A7 chord, you hear it. And it does sound a little bit out-of-key and a little bit odd, but it does very strongly resolve to that D, so I think it works. But part of me was wondering if it might have been better without it. Ryan often says the challenges can mess up songs. And, you know, I was wondering, like, yeah, he met the challenge here, but, like, was it better with it or without it? And in this one, it wasn't clear to me that this made it better. This was just sort of box checking.
Yeah. I'm going to digress a little and just mention that this is such a different experience than hearing it during the YouTube listening party. There's a lot of panning that is in this song, like even just from the very beginning. It was just lost, of course, during the listening party. And I think YouTube compressed the hell out of this song in a really distracting way. But the song itself is really good. You know, those high backing vocals in the right ear, those are wonderful. I can't reach that note even, but it's the da, 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 da. And then there's other stuff in there that I really admired that is really an excellent use of backing vocals. I was just really impressed and really happy with that. The slide guitar work is lovely. The guitar solo seems a little tacked on and sloppy. And I think just maybe continuing with the slower melodic slide solo would have worked better. But, you know, it's not my song, so I can go to hell.
Right? Your opinion agree with you on the solo.
Does not matter.
I agree with you on the solo. Usually Glenny is spot on in the solos, and he's called me out when I'm just like, oh, you got lazy. And I was like, you're right. You know, and I think maybe he got a little lazy at the end or crunched for time. Lazy is probably too far, you know, but it did seem like it wasn't as sharp as his solos normally are.
This was ripe for a good melodic slow solo, though, you know, something that wasn't about showing your chops, but was more about extending the melodicness of the tune. And instead, I don't know, just sort of tacked on this thing, which was fine, but
yeah, maybe sharp wasn't the right word, but not as good as normal and fitting for the song.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hate to say this because I think throughout Spin Tunes, the problem is usually quiet vocals. And I don't want to enable people to continue mixing their vocals too quiet. But in this song, I think the vocals are occasionally super loud compared to the rest of the track. But regardless, great composition, great melody, great singing. Good stuff.